The Hebrew words for these fortresses are beautiful and expansive. They evoke images of high towers stretching to the heavens, majestic castles, a defended high fort, and sturdy architecture. In other words, an impenetrable structure. Think of terraces and towers and beautiful palace doorways. Think of castles with spires and great halls and galleries. Think of the magnificent descriptions of ancient fortresses and palaces from David to Solomon to Herod, relayed through biblical accounts, historians, and archaeologists. Remember every movie you've seen with a fortress or castle in it. The wonderful BBC series Merlin features the beautiful Chateau de Pierrefonds. There are also Neuschwanstein Castle, the 19th century Romanesque revival palace that provides the model for both Disney's Sleeping Beauties and Cinderella's castles, and Pembroke Castle, the medieval castle featured in the BBC's Prince Caspian. If that weren't enough, we have Powderham Castle from Robin Hood, or, of course, Highclere Castle featured in Downton Abbey. Can you picture a fortress? Can you feel the cool stone against your hand and lift your eyes to the towering spires? Can you smell the expansive forest all around it and perhaps hear a jingling creek? What if such a place belonged to you and welcomed you inside its sturdy walls? I wasn't familiar with thinking of my soul as dwelling in a fortress like this, but that's what David did. And I wanted to as well. David's fortresses could become as vivid a picture as Paul's seat in the heavenly realms. This was where I could live in my soul. Yes, I could live from my inner being in these fortresses and castles and palaces and towers of stone. I love that each castle or medieval fortress I pictured was indeed made from rock, as Scripture repeatedly calls God our rock and fortress. Here I could dwell and finally find stability. The interiority of my life was not governed by my emotions, my interpersonal interactions, or my circumstances. The interiority of my life, my soul, was in a fortress. God was my fortress. I chose this image just as the psalmist did, as a structure to represent to their souls where God is dwelling and how. It is what Spurgeon calls our present regal habitation. Hannah Whittle Smith calls us to surrender the central fortress of our nature to Him and says that we now abide in an impregnable fortress into which no evil can enter and no enemy can penetrate. Smith tells her readers that we move into this fortress by faith and trust that we are, in fact, in the fortress of God in our inner being. Day by day, I placed myself in the fortress. Yes, it was a castle I imagined with as much clarity as possible, much like the seat in the heavenly realms from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Because the picture of my seat in the heavenly realms was based on Arthurian legend and the famed Knights of the Round Table, I picture King Arthur's castle in Camelot. Think of Gothic architecture and all the trimmings, vaulted arched ceilings, flying buttresses, ornate windows, and grandiose towers and spires. I even throw in some climbing ivy, stained glass, and clustered columns. Imagining the fortress began to shape me into a different person. I was differentiated from people because I lived from my inner being. I could come and go from any situation. No matter